All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Can't thank you enough for listening to today's show. Today we're covering piano blues artists, and we did some good ones so far. Got Mr. Ray Charles, and got Mr. New Orleans himself, Dr. John, in there. And our third piano artist, is another guy from New Orleans also, and some consider him not the inventor, but maybe the original, and some even called him the king of rock and roll, and that is Mr. Fats Domino. Here he goes, Fats himself, my girl Josephine. Fats Domino, my girl Josephine. I'll tell you, songs sure were a lot shorter back then. 2 minutes. How about that? He was born Anton Domino Jr. In New Orleans in 1928. And just like Dr. John's, he was all about New Orleans. He wasn't afraid or ashamed of where he's from. As a matter of fact, when he went on tour as a young man, he was going around the country. He was getting run out of hotels because he would carry this electric pot to cook his New Orleans black beans in his hotel room. He wouldn't go to the restaurant or anywhere. He just had some good New Orleans food, and he stunk up the whole third floor of the hotel one time. He had to run him and his whole crew off. But that's it. He's from New Orleans, and he wasn't ashamed of it, proud of it, born there, lived there, and died there, just like Dr. John. All right, let's get into some more. This is probably my favorite Fats Domino song, Blue Monday.
Tuesday, I got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm beat to my side. My girl called, got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Mm-hmm.
Blue Monday, Fats Domino. Love the lyric right there. Sunday morning, my head is bad, but it's worth it for the time that I had. But now I got to get my rest, because Monday's going to be a mess. Good lyrics right there. Love Fats Domino. You know, he made his first single in 1949. It was called The Fat Man. And rock and roll historians figure that's the first song that was actually labeled with the term rock and roll. Fats Domino, 1949, The Fat Man. Here we go. There's the Fat Man, Fats Domino, technically considered the first rock and roll song ever. And he had a fantastic career. From 1955 to 1960, he had 11 top 10 hits. And by 1955, five of his records had sold more than 1 million copies, being certified gold. That was a lot going on right then from a black man from New Orleans. And they asked him when he started playing rock and roll. He said, "I didn't know rock and roll. It's the kind of music I've always played. You guys just come down here and named it something different." And that's some good piano playing in that song too there. Very good musician. And I think it was 1959, Elvis met him and they spent about a half a day together just playing piano and just having a good time. And they thought a lot of each other. And Elvis afterwards made the statement that the true king of rock and roll is Fats Domino. And that's a pretty big statement right there. And here's another really cool song for Fats Domino. Everybody knows this one.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. Came through the wind in deep. But all of the vows you made are never to be. So we're apart. You fought on me still. But all of the vows you made were only to be. So we're apart. You thought of me still.
Blueberry Hill, Fats Domino. Probably one of his most favorite songs, or most famous songs. It's my favorite, I think. No, I think Blue Bundy is my favorite. But what a career he had. He sold more than 65 million records in his lifetime. That's just a lot. It's a tremendous amount. And how about this for an accomplishment? He was inducted in the inaugural class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was 1986. They started the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they picked several people, but Fats Domino was in it. A guy we featured earlier in this program, Mr. Ray Charles, was in the inaugural class, along with James Brown, Sam Cooke, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley. That's a pretty good group of guys there. That's some good company to be in right there. And Fats Domino, he was so good. And I can listen to Fats Domino all day, and he's considered the king of rock and roll by many, and the song Fat Man was considered the first rock and roll song ever. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time today. I can't thank you enough for listening. But hey, next week, we'll be right back here. Same time, same place. And I know the comment here, we need to come by the station and visit us out here on Pumpkin Girl Lane. We have a nice office. We have a pool table. We have leather furniture. And I always give the guy, especially Dave, a hard time about the pool table because we have a disease called flat spot itis. And as soon as anybody walks in, they set something on the pool table. Well, this is 2 weeks in a row. There is nothing on the pool table. That is pretty good. I'm impressed. Now, if we get 3 weeks in a row, I will consider it mission accomplished. And then the next target, Dave has a wonderful desk, probably the biggest, nicest desk I've ever seen. But it is also completely infested with flat spot itis. There's things been on there for 2 years, I think, in the same spot. I had to give Dave a hard time about it, but he knows I'm just messing with him. But come by and see us. Won't you drop us a line sometime. Log on to WVFFradio.com. You have suggestions, complaints, requests, or if you feel you can contribute to the show, drop us a line. We'll get you in the studio, put you in front of a big condenser microphone with some cool headphones, and we can talk about the blues. Or just come by and visit out here on Pumpkin Girl Lane, Highway 61, Cottageville. I can't thank you guys enough for listening to today's show. I enjoy doing this show. It just makes my week every week. And I love doing the research, and I just discover so much about the blues. Thank you so much. This is Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.